tonight on the Worst of the Podcast. That is Hired Fun.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Fuck you, Nick.
Fuck you too, Mike. Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above UNR and the haunted streets of Reno, it's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, here with Patrick Starfish, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick. We got the intern here, and we got the terrifying sounds of Hired Fun.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I loved that, and I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
That's what I'm shooting for, is all new firsts.
There's been a lot of noodling, which is against the rules, but never a chorus of...
I'm glad I wasn't told about the noodling.
Well, and noodling is just about you. You're just like, it's just about you. That's all that you care about is you. You're bored and you want to noodle.
It kills me, dude.
What if I'm addicted to playing guitar and I just want to get better every single day?
That's still about you.
You're right. You're right.
But singing our theme song, that's about us.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It's flattering.
Speaking of about us and flattering, I ran into Breckley Durham. We were out for Melanie's birthday. And
Melanie!
Yeah. And she and we went to Kiel because I saw that Breck was playing there. And it was a fucking 9 o'clock show. And I'm like, God damn it. So 9 o'clock. We're old now.
Oh, yeah.
So That's they like went a home. Late start. And then Nick and I stayed for like 3 songs. But it was nice to see Breck. And the 3 songs we saw Breck were great. And I know you listen, so... Shout out to Breck. But we're going to debut his very flattering song about the podcast at Christmas time.
Yay.
Oh, cool.
That's super cool.
That was my side. That was my tangent. Sorry for being tangent.
No, it's perfect.
The Patreon audience already heard it. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast if you want to be a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, you can listen to all sorts of cool shit on the Patreon
the show.
Like the super secret song that Hired Fun played for us.
Yep.
That's off their Ooh. Album.
And they gave us all their PIN numbers.
Yes.
We did. Absolutely.
And the Every secret of how to hack into the city of Reno fucking computer system.
Carson.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Carson.
Close enough.
Yeah, definitely not.
So you really get your $5 worth this month. You
definitely.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
You should be a subscriber.
All right, government, if you're listening, no, he did not.
Do you ever run into the Reno, the city of Reno IT guys? And then is there a rivalry?
No, not at all.
No okay. beef.
Do you guys look down on
Or you
on
just
like...
don't run into each other?
It's genuinely really boring stuff. It's just, you know, fixing network issues and printers. I hate printers.
I know. That's why I asked if you could come fix mine.
I hate them so much.
Our networks are fucking way better than yours. Fuck you. That's what I would say.
I'm going to start a turf war.
I'm so excited for it. And fight.
Your database is ass, dude.
Carson is scrappy.
I could write
your database stank, dude.
I'm sure Carson can't even afford cloud storage.
Yeah,
we're doing.
It's really
fun.
Sad. Like Carson City is a weird place because it's like our state's capital, right?
But everyone's 90, so.
But it's so slow and small, and not very many people live there. And it's like, okay,
yeah, and let's keep it that way.
I feel like go back in time like 2 decades every time I drive into Carson City.
Yeah. Oh, and then that's the fucking weird. Deer everywhere too. Like that's a trip, man. I was delivering there and there's just deer on the lawn like a dog, just all heels up, dude.
It's like horses in South Reno.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing is I like how like kind of quiet and kind of boring Carson is, because then you're, you know, 30 minutes to Tahoe, 30 minutes to Reno, you know. And you don't have to pay like the Reno prices or
That's
the
true.
Tahoe prices.
And then when
prices.
Hired Fun plugs in, you guys just blow the fucking place away.
Do you play Carson shows very often?
Sometimes. We usually play Shoe Tree.
Okay.
Yeah, Shoe Tree or Sassabration. We usually try and play that every year. But other than that, there's not too much going on down there. We'd like to try and do more. But
are there any like Dayton or Minden spots?
BC.
Dayton has Pig Fest. I just recently moved out to Dayton. Not recent, last
What's
year.
Pig Fest?
Jason Selesky, I think his last name is, from they did Hypnotic Death. They're that whole kind of
silence
scene.
The crowd. Silence
yeah,
the crowd.
There we go. Thank you so much. They throw on this festival every year right around his birthday at the fairgrounds, and it's usually a 2-day thing, and it is such a hoot to play every time.
Is it like a punk rock thing? Or?
More metal, but a lot of hip hop, a lot of punk, even reggae. Like it's a good time.
That sounds great. So you guys just released an album. How's it going?
Oh, it was fun. We dropped the album the day we were driving to Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, no shit. Yeah. Where are we going in Oregon?
We went up to play a couple shows up there, do Bridge City Sessions, kind of just get some more feelers out there. We played Oregon earlier in the year.
Nice. And
you did Bridge City?
Yeah.
They survived the militarized zone. And
luckily, we were there before it happened.
Apocalypse.
I
think that's why they sent them out.
Yeah.
Right. We were on our way out, and I think that's
We played Yamhill Pub in downtown, which if anyone has ever been there, they know the horrors already.
Yeah, Yamhill is sketchy as fuck.
It was awesome,
great, dude.
It's
so good.
Name.
Yeah.
I used to live in Portland. So
it's the most dive bar.
That's the place I would go make apple cider on the weekends or some 100%. Shit. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. You should, right in the bathroom there where there's no graffiti and there's like no electrical in that whole building because it's not 150 years old, but
yeah.
I mean, it's either super country or it's like an illegal brothel.
Oh, the first time we played there, this dude comes up to us, so we enter the building, this guy comes up to us and immediately is like, well, I hope you're gonna figure it out because your plug's up there, and he points to the ceiling.
Yeah,
and we're like, oh, well, I mean, this must be like the guy that's running the place or whatever. That dude left and never came back.
Never saw him again.
Never saw him again.
He said we looked like the Statler brothers.
Yeah, he did
held
say
on
we
to
the Statler brothers.
Did he really exist?
Oh, I'm not sure. This last time at Yamhill, some lady threw a piece of pizza at me.
What?
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I was so unaware because I was talking to somebody, and then apparently I just felt like a piece of pizza just hit the back of my leg.
Was this while you were performing or no?
No, I was just standing outside being a pedestrian,
law-abiding
citizen.
Well,
well, actually in Portland, that's actually a sign of respect.
I mean, how much respect would it take to throw away good pizza? Or was
Portland,
pizza?
Maybe it was bad pizza. Maybe
you know what?
Pizza.
I didn't take a bite. I couldn't tell you, but
I wouldn't.
You are a skinny dude.
Well, you followed protocol. You weren't supposed to bite it. So
here, man, have a slice.
You look like you need some pizza.
Maybe slap
but like
it, in
it was,
face.
It was like barely even a full slice. Like they took chunks out of it. At that point, it's disrespectful. Like
yeah, you know what? You're right. That's not
that
good.
Felt like
it's not good at all.
Get
they
out
were
of
just
here.
Littering, and you were in the way.
What were the toppings?
It was just pepperoni. It was just a pep and cheese, a pep and cheese.
What could go wrong there?
Somebody threw hot dogs at me over by the Save Mart, the Plum Save Mart. I was just walking.
Like
somebody drove by and threw a fucking hot dog at me. They hit me, and I was like, what the fuck?
All beef?
Oh, it's a hot dog.
Polish?
Was there like mustard on it? Or?
Nah, they were just raw dog.
Okay, well,
thank God. You've been raw dog.
That's the difference between me being like really pissed and not is if there's like mustard on it.
I'd be terrified of that. And like, you know, outside of like music festivals where they have like the hot dog cart people, for the record, that is cutthroat.
Oh, it's
like, that is the most insane
the
shit.
The bacon wrap dogs.
They will flag you down. They'll follow you.
They ram their carts into each other to try to get your business.
It turns into like cart hockey. It's crazy. Just outside any festival. Like
we would go
to Aftershock pretty much every year. And they would just be out there lined up like the the gates.
And
of
the
vendors they don't let inside.
Yeah.
And
the $20 shirts that they made that night.
There's a ton of those.
Whatever.
If you wait till the fourth day, if you go all 4 days, it's $10. Like, $10 at a joint and you got it, you know?
My favorite was outside of Cruel World Festival. Morrissey played one year, and there was a dude that had bootleg shirts that said Morrissey and then a picture of Elvis.
Oh, my God. I still regret getting one. There was somebody selling scarves, too. That was crazy.
That's
like
amazing.
Hand-knit scarves. I was like, I want one of those.
Yeah, I just saw Oasis in Los Angeles, and the fucking bootleggers were on the freeway exit.
Really?
Rose Bowl. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
Just had a red light that, like, fucking have one Oasis shirt of hand, you know what I mean? Just, like,
God
in your face. Yeah, it was crazy.
And they have
how was that show,
dude?
Oh, Oasis? It was fucking incredible.
Yeah,
they really won me over. I didn't really get the whole Oasis thing just because, like, I didn't get the tracksuits and the fucking Britishness, but I think I understand it now. And everybody was really, really stoked to be there.
If those brothers can get along, we can all learn to get along.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
It's a sign of unity.
Yes, absolutely.
World peace.
So I think by now everybody knows we have Hired Fun on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, let's do introductions.
Just in case everybody doesn't know who these voices belong to, let's go around and introduce ourselves, yourselves. Starting on my left.
Yeah. Who are you? What do you play? And what's your sign?
What's your sign? Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm Brady. I play bass. And my sign is bass.
Right on. Bass clef.
My name's Ian. I play throat.
Nice. I played throat before.
Here's the throat goat.
And my sign, I believe I'm an Aries, I think.
When's your birthday?
April.
April what?
April 12th.
You're an Aries.
That sounds right.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Redheaded. And I'm
redheaded. Hot
blooded.
Check it
and see.
I'm Rally. I play guitar. And I'm, of course, a Leo. Yep.
Ayo.
I'm Andrew. I play the drums. And I, unfortunately, am a Gemini.
Ooh.
Why is that unfortunate? I don't know anything about astrology.
Like schizophrenic or something?
Yeah, see, exactly. Get scapegoated and stereotyped instantly.
I always think you're a genuine guy.
Oh, see, there you
go. Yeah, but those Geminis, they might fucking turn on you any second.
Yeah.
I better be careful.
Yeah, people
and
never
you get
me
the twin.
I don't get the benefit of the doubt instantly. Like, oh, you're Two-Face. Like, yeah, wow, thanks.
All right, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I've never heard a Gemini speak that way.
No, I'm...
About
I'm,
being a Gemini. No. No, for real. I think I'm going to extend a little bit more sympathy to Geminis. Because of that, so
I didn't know it was a bad thing till I don't know, I was in my late 20s, so I had a good run.
And then you meet a woman who just likes a little too many rocks.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. She's like, what time were you born?
Where were you born?
What time were you born?
Right, right.
What's your moon phase?
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, you're actually a bad person.
I was going to show you my crystals, but fuck you.
We were going to do Reiki, but now I don't think so.
Well, I gotta go to yoga. Thank you for voicing the struggle of your people. I'll have more sensitivity in the future.
Makes me a good bullet dodger.
100%. Hey, let's go around again one more time and everybody say your name and what your favorite candy is, what you'd want to get.
Oh.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
That is an insanely loaded question.
That's a good
Let's
question,
get into
though.
It.
Not
Let's
at
fucking
all for
fight,
me.
Dude.
Fucking
Let's do
a.
it.
Not at all for me. I'm Rally once again and Kit Kats. Absolutely. I will fuck Kit
okay.
Kats up
okay.
till the day
That's
I die.
Respectable.
All right.
Nice. Sweet candy.
Do you break them apart before you take a bite?
It depends. If it's the King Kat, absolutely. But if it's just the little four-piece, I might break them in twos and then eat the pears.
Mm-hmm.
I won't ever just straight mouthful a Kit Kat,
Damn,
though.
I should have
like,
candy.
King That's Kat is what they called me week. When I played in jazz bars.
I love it.
Yeah. Ian.
I'm Ian. Man, this is a hard question.
Like, if you could only have one candy and nothing else will exist.
I'd have to say Jelly Belly, because at that point, you get a variety of
True.
Different flavors.
Mm.
Even gross ones.
Even the gross ones, which
yeah.
I would learn to love if that was the last candy. If
I
there
will
was
never
like
love
a,
that vomit.
If there was
vomit
like a
so gross.
Candypocalypse, and
yeah.
all that was left with Jelly Bellies, I think I'd make it through okay.
I see you with peach rings a lot, though.
I like peach rings.
Me too.
You know, I fuck with a lot of fruity candy.
Dude, you were excited about this question, and I don't like your answers.
Okay, I have a lot of options. If I want to go more savory, I would go with like a Baby Ruth, because you get the chocolate, the nougat, the
yep.
caramel,
nice. Yep.
and also severely underrated candy bar, a Take Five.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Nougat
for sure.
Five
Those
is pretty fucking amazing.
Nougat,
yeah,
pretzel,
you're right.
Peanut butter. Chocolate
and that saltiness,
and
yeah.
the saltiness.
You
get
forget
the salty,
it's even
the sweet.
There.
You get the protein of the peanut butter. It's a delectable candy bar. Why is there not candy review shows? And why am I not a producer?
Well, we can make that happen.
Yeah,
just,
I think
you know anybody can do that now.
I think $100,000 is in the same boat. That's
yes.
a good,
yeah.
that's a good
yes.
candy bar.
Easily,
that,
great.
Easily,
then everybody
yeah.
forgets.
Crisp,
also,
nougat,
and also perhaps to a lesser degree, paydays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of forgets. Paydays are amazing.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
I use those for paydays. Like right before a show. Like if I haven't eaten properly and I need energy to play them drums, fucking payday.
Somehow they
dude.
Feel they
yeah.
feel less like a kid. Like I feel less guilty eating.
It's because of the nuts.
It's all
you know
nuts.
What I mean?
It's
yeah.
all
yeah.
And then the chocolate covered payday is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
See, if I'm about to perform, I'm gonna pull a Danzig. There's a video of Glenn Danzig like backstage right before doing an encore, and he downs an entire box of Milk Duds.
What and the then fuck? Drinks. How could you even do that? They're so chewy.
Because he's
Glenn
Danzig.
You have to swallow them whole.
But it's warm in his...
seen that jaw?
That's a good point.
He is pretty chiseled. Yeah.
He downed an entire box of Milk Duds and then drank an entire bottle of water, went out there, did three more songs. And I was like, all with a caramel mouth.
What are the ones that are like Milk Duds, but they're like...
Whoppers.
Crisp Whoppers. Yes. Yeah.
Those are better. Not like Milk Duds. Don't you sully the name
they
of Milk
Duds. Like
Whoppers are garbage candy. It's not real chocolate.
These
it's some kind of malty. Are you serious?
Yeah, she would smuggle them into like movies when we were kids. And like, that's what we would.
Oh my God.
Either that and my
Whoppers.
Dad's was Snow Caps for some fucking reason.
Those are both terrible candy.
I know.
Yeah. Oh.
I also
this
love
is
the
your
soda
red
bottle
flag
caps.
With your parents.
I think the soda bottle caps are really good too.
Brady, you got a candy?
I like any dark chocolate variation of candy, but my favorite fruity chewy is like sour watermelons.
Okay.
Nice. Nice. Andrew?
I like them peanut butter cups.
Oh.
Peanut butter cups.
Yep. I mean.
One of the greatest
That was
candies.
The consensus right
Long.
There.
I watched YouTube that. Videos of them making it in the factory.
What?
Just like,
that's my
it almost
what?
Gives me like a boner.
Yeah. Fuck.
No, those videos
I've
are
never
terrific.
Seen that.
Candy making videos are the best. Especially
Dude,
when
the
they're making
taffy. That like excite us when we get to middle age are just so different.
Dude, fucking socks, dude. You guys got opinions about socks?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like, yeah. Now I'm to the point where I have to freshen up my sock drawer every 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I'm wearing jaw socks.
He's wearing jaw socks?
So my mom...
Yeah, show us your socks.
So my mom constantly will just show up to my work with socks.
Oh, wow.
Like, there was one time she saw me driving down the street. She pulled up behind me, parked her car at a red light, ran up next to me and threw a bag.
What?
She's like, I got socks.
Threw a bag of socks and VHS tapes into my car.
Aww,
no
it's your love
question.
Language.
Got back in the car, waved at me, and then did
That's
an illegal U-turn
so
and sped away.
That's amazing. That's
love,
incredible.
Yeah.
Drive-by stalking.
What's your mom's name?
Jennifer.
That's
Shout
how you
out
know
Jennifer.
She
That's
yeah.
amazing.
She threw some solid VHS tapes in there, too. She threw, like, Aliens and There's Something About Mary.
Mm.
Like, good okay. Star Trek 3, like, which I think is underrated. Star Trek 2 gets all the love, but I
which
love
one
Star
is
Trek.
Wait, okay,
what
so
happens?
One, now you're talking about original Star Trek, right?
Yeah, of course.
So there's the first one is
Search for Spock, right?
Is that Search for Spock? No, Khan is 2, Search for Spock is 3. Okay.
Yeah.
They're kind of connected, so they go together.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
The,
Search for Spock is fucking great.
Yeah, Khan was the bad one, right?
And then 4 is
no,
4
Khan is great.
Is 4 Save the Whales?
Yeah, 4 Save the Whales and then
and
when
then
Spock
that
nerf
is...
pinches that punk bitch.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and the whole bus cheers. Yeah.
What's the bad one then?
The first one. The first one's terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it was kind of I mean, it was
I mean, they're
it
all
was,
right.
It was visually like... stunning. I saw that in the theater when it came out and I was like 7 years old and it blew my mind.
Yeah, like, I think it's a good
but it left
first
you with
draft.
Like, what the fuck?
You're like, what's a spaceship?
Yeah. It's a good first draft and then they're just like, all right, let's just go crazy and throw some slugs down Chekhov's throat. Wrath of Khan. Yeah.
God,
no,
I
that's
Wrath
of Khan.
I wish
no,
I was one of
very,
those slugs.
The first one is the V'ger one with the chick with the shaved head.
Yeah.
And I remember being a little kid being like, and everybody was talking about it like, can you believe she really shaved her head? And it's like, it's not that big a deal. It's going to grow back. It's not like she got cancer for this or something. It's, you know.
There was that band. Do you remember when Natalie Portman shaved her head for V for Vendetta?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
There was a band that actually got pretty successful just and they named themselves Natalie Portman Shaved Head.
Wait, wow. Really?
Yeah, no, I don't know if they're still
no,
around.
No, you're lying.
No,
that's
no,
made
I,
up.
No, I'm dead serious. No, they did
right,
good.
We'll verify that. Yeah,
Natalie Portman Shaved Head was a band.
There's a band called We Butter Bread with Butter, so I'm sure there's a band called
Natalie Portman Shaved Head.
Wow. Band names. That's a whole nother section. Hey, can we get a song?
Yeah, what do you guys got? What's next?
What's the
yeah.
second song?
So we decided because it is the Halloween season and people tend to cover up, we're going to cover up.
Yeah, not be themselves.
Yeah, will you please? It's incredibly uncomfortable in here.
I know.
Yeah. And it is getting colder out too. So
perform some of our hit cover songs that the listeners who have seen us live have seen once or twice. And
oh my God, Natalie Portman's shaved head is really a band.
Bright Futures, formerly known as
Natalie Portman's shaved head.
I love that they changed it to Bright Futures. They're like, guys, I think our future's looking bleak with Natalie Portman's shaved head.
Well, her hair grew back.
That's true.
It happens.
So we decided, yeah, it's Halloween. Let's
dress up as our favorite bands.
Yeah, let's dress up as our favorite bands that have influenced us. And for all you suckers listening that weren't on the Patreon, if you want to listen to the album, it's streaming all over the place.
Hell yeah.
We also have physical copies and more physical stuff coming soon once, you know, Taylor Swift is done hogging all the vinyl presses with 17 variants of the same album.
Unbelievable.
And you can purchase it at, like, what, Tone Mark Records?
What's it called?
What, Taylor Swift at Tone Mark Records?
Yeah, I think they signed Taylor Swift. Yeah. You guys are going on tour with her soon.
What's the record called?
It's self-titled, just Hired Fun.
Hired Fun.
Yeah.
Hired Fun by Hired Fun.
And right now you can get a Bandcamp or any streaming service.
Is the next record going to be Hired Fun too?
Electric Boogaloo.
T-O-O. Totally. That's fucking rad.
I think it'll be Tighter Every Time or something like that.
Tighter Every Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Dennis at Altura's, because every single time he sees us, he always goes, Hired Fun, Tighter Every Time.
That should be that.
All right. So you guys are doing a cover. You're going to tell us which one?
Yeah. So this is another big influence. Do we want to do...
I think we're going to do Nervous Breakdown.
Nervous Breakdown? Okay. So for the record, I don't know if everybody's opinion on Keith or like Keith Morris Black Flag versus Rollins Black Flag, but I'm in the Keith Morris camp.
Was there Dez?
Chavo. Oh, and Dez. And yeah. And there's like the Mike Vallely, you know, camp, I guess.
Later.
But,
yeah.
You know. Weird. I'm in that Keith Morris camp. I think his voice fit perfect with that band. And
Keith Morris for life.
That he wasn't in there. And it is a life goal to see Flag with him doing Black Flag songs.
Let's go there now. Guys are just fucking melting my face. And my heart.
And your heart.
Yeah.
We love it's just you, a Keith. Band of sweethearts.
Yeah, that was amazing, you guys. That was perfect.
That was great.
So what are your Halloween plans? And you got some shows coming up or anything like that?
Yeah,
we're actually playing a Halloween show, I assume, with Glitter Bats.
Yes.
At Altura's on Ayo. Halloween night.
That sounds great.
Which Friday would night? Be awesome. And then... I want to go downtown afterward and see all the crazy shit that goes on at like 3 a.m. Reno absolutely. On Halloween.
By the arch.
Ooh, man. It's good. I want to see the ghouls and the goblins.
And all the sexy nurses, sexy vampires, sexy pumpkins.
See, that's like, the problem is I'm on a way different wavelength where I just want to see the grossest dredge of human society.
Oh, yeah, they,
under a bridge.
Don't they do like the Thriller dance under the arch every year?
I don't know if they're doing that anymore.
For the zombie crawl.
Zombie crawl. Hello.
I was a big part of that for many, many years, but I think the last time I did it, it kind of petered out after that. Just because, like, getting permits to close the streets and getting sponsors and stuff to help pay for it was just, like, a fucking nightmare.
Mm. The pictures were great.
Yeah.
I think that kind of shit, like, makes Reno attractive to tourists, you know?
We need more shit like that. And downtown has been so weird since Harrah's closed. And we used to always do it, like, by Harrah's Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just kind of like dead over there. Like the lights aren't on. It's just not got like the right vibe anymore.
So
yeah, that's true.
Here's the deal: is there's a you know the old theater on the Riverwalk, the old Century Theater.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a church. Down?
It's gonna be a church.
Mega
that's
church.
Such bullshit.
I've had the idea for like three years to build like an independent like art house theater.
Oh, dude, would you please?
In Reno. Like I've always thought, but not just that, but also make it a venue.
Yes. All right, who wants to buy the Lear? Okay. Let's start a fucking GoFundMe campaign.
Let's talk
and actually
this.
Do some shit about
this. I moved here from Portland. I love Reno, don't get me wrong. I love it. The biggest bummer was that there's not an independent
Well, the Hollywood Theater
here.
In Portland.
Yeah. We used
incredible.
To have art house theaters, we just don't anymore.
And like, you know, David Lynch passed away and there's nowhere within like a 200, 300 mile radius that would have a showing of one of his movies, but like
that's
if
true.
We had a theater here,
yeah,
we could have retrospectives, we could do film festivals,
100%.
We could have Rocky Horror every other week.
We could have Rocky Horror
actually market it on Instagram because we know how to do that. Unlike other theaters,
The only way it's gonna work, you guys, is if you do it nonprofit because people with money have tried this, and they're like,
it's,
I have to
it's
do it
nonprofit. Like, that's a big thing, is it would be for the community, something. By the community, for the community, to the point where...
And a film festival.
Host film festivals.
Well, like, you know how movie theaters do popcorn buckets now, right?
Yeah.
Hire independent local artists to make their own popcorn buckets.
Yeah.
Helps local artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you get cool prints on your bucket. And if you like it enough.
On your bucket, you can keep, like, a little token from the theater.
Collect all of them. Yeah.
But you could also rent it out for art galleries, do exhibits, do... You know,
rock shows,
punk shows in a theater where your fucking backdrop is a theater screen.
Yeah, Rocky Horror every year. Well, though the I'm sure the licensing for that is expensive. So again, that comes out of the nonprofit funds.
For sure.
There was a theater for a very short time on Moana, I believe.
Oh, I read about
it. It was like
that.
A little art house theater. But they only were allowed to stay open for like a couple of months or something before the city shut them down.
Mm. Yeah.
They didn't have the right zoning. They didn't have the right permits. It's, I guess, just really prohibitively expensive.
There's a theater in Carson, the old Carson Stadium Cinemas. It sat empty for years. It's going on, 7 years?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's closed now, right?
Yeah,
it used to go there.
Is that on
movies.
The north end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be like $1.
My homie used to manage that back in the 80s.
Now we know what happened.
But yeah, I mean, I saw my first movie there. So
I saw Fast and the Furious there. I saw Norbit.
I saw Breakfast Club there.
Oh,
when it came out.
You're cooler than the rest of us. We get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Carson City boy, too. It's Carson 88.
I will go in on this with you.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I genuinely think that it would be a really cool thing to, like, just get the community involved in something that, like, I always try to say at the end of our shows, like, if you've seen us live, I always try to say support local art, support creativity. But, like, there's nothing around here that's doing that. And, like, it feels like the city's tearing down a bunch of stuff, but not to build what they think is, like, bringing people in for creativity and, like, art and stuff, but it's not.
Yeah, if you want 8,000 murals on walls all over the place, then sure.
I mean, like, that's
what
cool.
You're going
to
get.
That's nice, but you got to have people to come look at them.
But you got to have people to come look at them.
So you got
to
have other shit.
No, and I think people crave the theater. They just don't want to go see the garbage that's being pumped out.
They just don't want to say the same stuff that's played at Galaxy or that's played at Century.
Yeah, there's absolutely an appetite for a David Lynch night. You
and
know
we're
what I mean?
A theater city, like... Mm-hmm. Like live theater, like acting in live theater. But so, I mean, that those people have a hunger for the old movies and stuff too.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
the classics.
Not to mention, we could give an avenue also to live theater as well. We could give avenues to, like, I wanted to convert a section of it to a community dark room and like community different things 100%. Like that. Like, I really like that Holland Project does that, where they do like the bi-monthly every so often they do a community darkroom session.
You know how many fucking doors I'd break down if someone told me they're screening Vertigo? in a theater. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll be there, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to have to wait, you know, until the 50th or 60th anniversary. They're like, oh, Century got a screening of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's like 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. Yeah.
I had tickets to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre and I got fucking COVID.
I have some ideas that I actually will talk to you both about after.
Let's do it.
Because I've got some venues in mind that are completely already set up to do this. Mm. And they just have these theaters sitting empty. They just don't utilize them. And I think they would be super down with what you're talking about.
Listeners,
yeah.
We're going to leave it there.
Okay.
We'll give you an update.
Yeah.
I'm hogging the mic. Let these fine, wonderful gentlemen.
Yeah, you guys got Halloween costumes? What's your go-to?
Well, we just played a show on Friday at Virginia Street Brew House for John and Patty's last show in Reno for a little bit here. And I got to be the lovely Courtney Cox from Scream 3, bangs and all.
Nice. Oh, that's amazing. Yep. Good choice.
I got to be Ghostface, and I could surprisingly actually see what I was playing out of that mask.
I forgot to ask you that. Good.
I got to see the pictures of this show.
Oh. I was Rose McGowan in the crop top.
Which one? The orange one with the green skirt? Or?
Well, I just had a white shirt, and then I did some cut-off short shorts, and then just splattered that in blood. And
okay,
then, cool. Yeah.
What did it say on the back?
It didn't say – I didn't do it.
You didn't?
I
okay.
didn't do it.
What was it supposed to say?
It was going
to
say slut, and then I was like, ugh, that seems a little much.
You don't want to slut shame.
No, because –
Even though you were promoting sluttiness.
This is – here's my deal is, you know, do what you want to do as long as it doesn't hurt yourself or nobody else.
I think all of my friends aren't being slutty enough. I think all of you need to step up your games.
Step it up.
Well,
you heard it here.
I think that was respectful of Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Very respectful.
Yeah.
I like Rose.
Andrew, who were you?
I was supposed to be, what was it, Deputy Dewey? But I was rolling in late because I was playing another show at the Alpine, so I showed up and a little behind, and I didn't make any time to change into the shirt. I just went up there and played.
What other show were you playing? What other bands are you in? I don't remember.
I play bass for Ozymandias.
Oh, that's right.
And so there was the Ostracized album release.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and I accidentally double booked, but I committed.
I love Ozymandias.
And you did amazing. You were 1 minute away from having Brady play drums, and I was horrified.
That doesn't sound like I was doing great.
Not in a bad way. But we were like, 8:50.
Sweating it.
We'll have Brady
little.
Start playing drums.
So why'd you guys go with Scream? Is that a band favorite?
It just rules.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
It kind of fucking does.
It's a fucking rad movie.
You get Matthew Lillard. You get, you know.
Honestly, there's not a bad
I'm
one in the bunch.
Pretty fucking woozy over here. Hit me with a fucking phone, Dick. Hit me with a phone. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you really call the cops? You bet your ass I did. My mom and dad are going to be so mad at me.
What a perfect evolution of a slasher. Like, that really jumped from everything prior.
I feel like I haven't been able to enjoy very many horror movies, slasher movies, or whatever since, like, newer movies that have been made.
Like, everything after 2012, it seems.
There's only been, like, I think the only, this is going to sound really trite, but, like, the only one that I actually have enjoyed recently was Cabin in the Woods.
Oh,
that was good.
And only because you weren't fucking expecting it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch this, like, same boring fucking, you know, the kids go to the woods and they all die. Yeah.
Watching the hero of a movie splatter like a fly
Just, everything was turned on his head. It was great.
Yeah. Is that because all the horror movies from like post 2010 are just so good? Or is it just they're not aging well? Or
I don't think that they were as – maybe it's just because they weren't – you know, because I was a kid. I was younger. And like you see something for the first time and you think, oh, this is super cool. And like you really get into it. But everything that's come out since like I've been older, you know. Just hasn't quite hit that for me. Hasn't hit the same.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless if you guys can recommend any more modern horror movies that I might be into,
like Hereditary or Get Out or anything like that?
Get Out was good. I haven't seen Hereditary yet, and I really wanted to see, I still haven't seen, what's the vampire movie, Sinners?
Oh, Sinners! Oh, yeah, Sinners!
Haven't seen that
rocks.
One yet. It's
Sinners.
We
talked about that last week.
And then
that
there's a movie called Heretic that I'm really super
Heretic's
stoked to watch.
Cool.
But I watched like an explainer on YouTube, and it kind of like spoiled it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I already know what's going to happen, so it's like on the back burner. I'll watch it eventually, but I feel like I've already seen it because I watched that on YouTube. But that one hit for me because I was Jehovah's Witness and I used to go door knocking.
And so
Heretic, basically, like the whole thing. It was actually explained to me by an ex-Mormon on YouTube. Like she did a whole like breakdown because it's two Mormon girls who go out to this guy's house and they basically get trapped
I watched
in
that.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And it doesn't end well for them, apparently.
Well, thank God he got out.
Yeah. I never went to a guy's house like that, but yes, thank God I got out.
He's a creep.
Oh, he's so good.
He definitely played a good creep in this movie.
Yeah.
But one of these days I'll get around to it.
Like a latest recommendation would be Weapons. Have you seen
Oh, dude.
What's
yeah.
that
I haven't seen that yet.
Weapons is the one where it's like an entire classroom of kids disappear at 2:17 in the morning. And nobody knows why.
Why the fuck were they in class at 2:17 in the morning?
Well, no, they are.
All the kids from the same class.
Yeah, in the same class. They like all ran out of their houses at 2:17 in the morning. And nobody knows where they went or why they ran away.
Were they raptured?
No, but...
Don't give it away.
Yeah. No, no. No, that's just funny because speaking of like growing up Jehovah's Witness, like Brady and I grew up like super... Christian, so it's funny because like the rapture was a very real terrifying thing for me.
I was like,
this is gonna happen someday, and I'm freaking out about
it. We just survived another one.
I know we did. We're all still here.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
I wish the rapture would happen. If I'm being quite fucking honest,
do you think you'd notice in your day to day life?
No, because you're all my friends. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Look at my friends.
It's so funny because it's still in the back of my head. I still get a little twinge of anxiety of like, oh man.
What if?
You know, Reddit could be right.
Yeah, no. So Jehovah's Witnesses are very much like a doomsday religion, very like revelations. And it's just, there's children's books with like about the book of Revelations with like illustrations about how bad it's going to be and people burning and the righteous stepping over burning bodies and shit. Like it's fucking brutal. And I'm like, damn, no wonder I'm so fucked up. This book came out when I was 8 and it was like on my bookcase. Right. And yeah. So like every time there's some sort of like apocalyptic-esque event, like COVID or a bunch of like earthquakes or hurricanes or whatever. Yeah. It's kind of always back there. You're like, oh God, this is it. Even though you don't believe anymore and it's all complete bullshit.
And
it's just a knee-jerk reaction.
Isn't it weird to look back at like being 8 years old?
Oh yeah.
A little kid and thinking about the end of the world.
Oh yeah.
Constantly.
I couldn't watch Smurfs because there was a fucking wizard in it, but I could read that book.
Dude. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, same.
Dude, Gargamel is no joke. Okay.
That's crazy too, because like, I mean, Jesus did magic. I mean, you know,
pretty much, yeah.
He's kind of a magician.
Nick,
we're only
matter,
okay with this wizard.
It doesn't matter how magical it is. We're not allowed to call it magic.
No.
Oh.
I know. It's just a. It's
turning
this
water
weird...
into wine sounds like a fucking magic trick to me.
Nope. Sorry. Not magic. Yeah. How about turning a bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ?
Well,
that
it was just
sounds
wild
like
to
magic
me.
To me too.
Walking on the ocean, dude.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
For
there's
sure.
Another magic
feeding
trick.
5,000 people.
Yeah. Like that's wild to me because like we took it all trick, literally. Though. Like.
Oh yeah.
Like somebody actually split an actual sea in apart and walked through it. Like,
oh yeah,
no big
we had
deal.
Like a church play where I played like somebody in that, and we did that.
That's David.
Like, that
Copperfield
was a legitimate
shit,
thing.
Dude.
We believe that, that the ark was real, like literally fucking real, and that they got all those animals in there, and it didn't smell like piss and shit, and everybody like whatever. We didn't like. There was no like discussion about how like. Everybody must have been incest babies because there were only 2 people to begin with.
And here's the deal is like, they don't consider the Bible as like all other books, you know, an allegory, unless it's, you know, a biography, but like an allegory to be a better person. But no, they're like, no, this dude literally had these kids ripped apart by bears because they called him Baldy. That happened. It's a biblical historical fact.
Absolutely.
Like, you know who else taught me how to be a good person? Spider-Man.
Yeah, right. He's not real.
Fucking A, right?
I wish he was, but he's not.
And he doesn't give me a shitload of guilt that I'm still dealing with as an adult.
Yeah, and he didn't tell anyone to kill their son.
I mean, like, mainstream, like, whatever. If your religion is cool and they're like, just be cool to other people. And yeah, like, there's some moral lessons in the Bible, but let your conscience be your guide kind of situation. Sure, whatever. But like, I think what you're talking about and like where I came from were very extremist, fundamental. Yeah.
And like, I know some people
not
who.
The right.
Bible literalists.
And I know some people who are fully, you know, in the church and everything, and they're wonderful, wonderful human beings. Like, they're fantastic people. I've also met some nightmare people.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's.
And I mean, that's every campfire.
And that's
though,
every
you know?
Campfire. That's, so, like, I have nothing against Christianity. I have nothing against any religion where you believe in a God or anything. It's just, you know, when that starts interfering with other people's rights and other people's freedoms, that's when I start having an issue.
100%. Especially children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially children.
Save the children.
They don't have a choice in the matter.
We got to save these kids.
They got to make you dress up in a dress and go door knocking every Saturday while your friends are playing fucking football or whatever.
Yeah.
Playing video games. I had to go door knocking on Christmas morning one day, so.
I bet that went over well.
But you didn't
that
get
one sucked. Yeah, no, it went over horribly with everybody's door we were knocking on.
They're
plus,
just like
I was watching
pajamas and shit.
Yeah,
there's
like
a fire roaring inside.
We couldn't celebrate Christmas, and so like,
right.
I was watching
so,
everybody open their presents, playing with their new stuff.
You're literally walking around on the greatest day of the year going like, hey, would you like to not do this next year?
Oh, man.
Because we got a plan.
Are you having a bad Christmas? Because I'm an 8-year-old girl with a solution for you.
Isn't this great, this food? And these presents. How about never getting that again for the rest of your life?
And they're always expecting family to come over, so they're excited to open
the
door.
Yeah, and then they're like,
isn't
that
Barb? No.
Oh, it's some little girl.
And she looks cold.
Did anybody ever try and invite you in and convert you back to Christianity and join?
It would have been easy that day.
No, unfortunately,
like,
no.
Come in, have some hot chocolate.
I wish.
What a bunch of posers, man. Bullshit.
Most people were really nice, though, so that's good. That's good. So just my PSA to everybody out there, even if you don't agree with like their beliefs or whatever, somebody comes to your door, Mormons, J-Dubs, whatever the fuck, give them a bottle of water.
Oh, absolutely.
Just talk to them about their
day.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Don't be dicks to them, because trust me, they don't want to be out there.
I'm from uber rural southwestern Wyoming, and it's Mormon country out there. We're that close to Utah. I'm not religious at all, but, you know, my sister did a mission and all that. So every time, like, missionaries come over to the house, I'm like, nope, you're getting taken care of. What do you want? Like,
for sure.
Like, I've legit had Mormon missionaries come over to my house, and they're so nice, and they're like, look, dude, we got to be out here. We got to get our quota, our numbers.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need? Do you want us just to like pull some weeds or something? And I'd be like, no, just come in. Would you like some like zucchini bread or whatever the fuck
just
I just made?
Try to corrupt them. Be like, you want to play some video games?
I don't even want to do that. I'm just like, I know you guys have to kill time. So come on in. It's hot outside.
I had a missionary in my hometown. He, his dad owned a ranch in Arizona, and he taught me how to crack bullwhips in my front yard. It was awesome, dude.
Are you the Reno whip guy?
Elder, Elder Hancock. I'll never forget him for the rest of my life.
Dude, usually you got to know a meth head to learn that. Wow,
we got those in Carson too.
So amazing.
Oh yeah.
What methods or Reno or whip guys?
I heard a question,
they love whips.
And it seems relevant. So if you were hanging out with an Amish person on Rumspringa and they're like, hey, I want to understand movies. What three movies would you show them? They've never seen a movie in their life before.
Oh, man.
That's
how perfect.
I'm writing that down.
Okay. So this is my answer. This is my answer.
Okay, wait, wait.
My answer would be The Matrix. And then Half-Baked. And then Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I would go Harold and Maude and Harvey and Female Trouble with the Vine.
Female Trouble. Yes.
Okay.
It's a solid thing.
That might be a lot for an Amish person who's never been out on their own.
Definitely American Pie.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Right out the gate.
I'm leaning more on like the early 2000s, late 90s comedy. So probably like Dude, Where's My Car? Oh,
that's
and Joe Dirt. Come on. They need to see that. They need to see that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
I would go like Raising Arizona.
Okay.
Wow.
Hellraiser. And I'm trying to think of another like big spectacle like Fast and Furious or something. Just hit all of the three marks.
Yeah, but don't give them 1 through 3. You got to do like 7 words.
Oh yeah, one of the most
physics
ridiculous
doesn't
ones.
Matter. Yeah.
Or like the first Transformers.
Oh, yeah, this was real, by the way. This happened.
I would overthink this so much because I would be so focused on getting them out of the cult because I'm a cult survivor. I would be like, okay, I don't want to overwhelm them.
Yeah.
So I got to, like, you know, I got to show them, like, what life can really be like. So it's got to be, like, a something like terrible with a good, like,
or show them Blue
story
Velvet
at the end. What? What was it?
Blue Velvet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
guys.
Well, I mean.
Here's the American way, an ear and a feel.
So you got to show them a sexy movie, and then you got to show them, like, one with a good, like, moral story.
Tom Hanks Big.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, oh, yes. That'd be a great one. Yeah. Or Big Fish.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Big Fish.
Oh, The Goonies?
That's a good feel-good.
The Goonies. Yeah, that's a great feel-good. The Goonies, for sure.
Okay.
What about you, Nick? Did you hear the question?
No, what's the question?
If you were hanging out with an Amish person on Rumspringa, and they're like, they wanted to see movies, what three movies would you show them? They've never seen a movie before.
Oh, fucking one would be Star Wars, for sure.
Yeah.
The
oh,
episode
yeah.
Okay. four.
That was one of my stories. That was, yeah. I would do the same.
And then I would show them... I might go with, like,
I already know what one of them's going to be.
Oh, you do?
Dogma, probably.
Oh, man. I got the hat on. That is an excellent one. Yeah.
Oh,
I should probably
you
pick
Dogma
out
a hat on.
I got to pick out a Kevin Smith movie. Yes. Dogma would be good. That'd be a great one. Yeah. That'd be a great one.
Did you see the Walrus one?
I wouldn't show him
yeah.
Tusk.
That'd be, Tusk would be amazing. This is why you need to go
See,
back.
You gotta like be really careful about what you show them because they could be like, "Oh, we don't
never go to Canada.
We're going back.
We're going back to turn each other into walruses over there."
Maybe the Blues Brothers because they were on a mission
that's
from God.
One.
Yeah,
and
good
it's
one.
Long, and yep. they make them sit through it with the numbers and everything.
It's yeah. a good answer. Goddamn, this is a new quiz question, and I wrote it down.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
This
that's
is
a great one,
that's right. My mind is just now absolutely racing.
Right. Me too.
Ian,
we're not doing
Ian,
an official quiz.
Did we get
this
an answer
time,
from
but
Ian?
Like,
no, because this is. Oh no, let's go with Andrew.
I got my instant reaction was just my favorite movies is like Duel, and I was gonna say
that's a good one.
I was gonna say Star Wars, but then Kingpin. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Filmed in Reno.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, with the Amish.
So, for the four, Goodfellas, Akira.
Mmm.
Gotta
get to represent the animation.
I didn't even think about animated. Yeah. Eraserhead.
Oof.
Don't do that to them.
Just kidding. Oh. Okay, Eraserhead is the wild card if they're really feeling frisky.
Yeah.
Then I'll
you
replace.
You should tell them that was the president.
Then we'll go the opposite direction. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
And. Okay, do we want to go like fucked up or do we want to go really sweet?
Sweet.
I think sweet. You got enough fucked up there.
I Am Giant.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
There's some great answers.
Quickly
oh, yeah,
running
right.
out of time. Do you guys want to do another song and then we'll do like announcements and
gigs
and
shit? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Close out with another.
Where'd the clock go?
That's right there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Time doesn't matter.
Yes.
It does because we have to work in the morning.
All right. What's
but
up,
you guys
next?
Are a delight to have on the pod.
Thank you for having us. This has
time
been
is
so
just
fun.
Flying. You know what I mean?
We could literally talk movies for hours and hours.
You guys are probably pretty fun in the bus on long road trips, huh?
If we're not asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think this next one's for Nick.
Too many many puppies. Too many puppies. Sat on a railroad track, his heart was all aflutter. Along came a train, toot toot peanut butter.
First little podcast, number one.
That's true.
We are.
According to the readers of the Reno News and Review.
Thank you, readers of the Reno News and Review.
Thanks for the votes.
Are you a Primus guy?
Oh, I love Primus. Oh, dude. Cool, yeah, cool, I do. Cool, cool,
cool. Primus do. Sucks.
Yeah, fucking A, right? right, they suck.
I was way into them when they very Primus? First came out. I saw them open up for the Pixies, who was open up for Jane's Addiction, all in the same show.
Oh, that
was
the
that's
first
a
show.
Crazy cool. fucking bill, dude.
Yeah, wow. It blew me away. That was like changed my life. I was just like, I'm just gonna go to concerts then. If this is what it's like, I'm just gonna go do that
for the rest of my life.
Yeah, just working and buy concert
How's
tickets.
How's that working out for you?
Well, and then eventually I was like, I want to play in a band.
Yeah, well.
Like,
have you ever been that's able awesome. To achieve that high with a bill before? All right, since
that has got to be one of the best
pretty fucking
ones.
Stacked.
I mean, the Tenacious D Festival Supreme.
Yeah,
there was so much shit, and I went to three of them, and there was so much shit every year that was the best big festival. But just like of a three band lineup, that's got to be the best thing. I can think of. I mean, I've seen some really good lineups, but.
I don't think they make them like that anymore. Yeah.
No,
thank you guys. That was lovely. That was
love the Primus.
That was a nice stroll down memory lane for me. So thank you. I appreciate that. That's amazing.
Are you all into Primus?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Same, like everybody go around and say who your favorite band is. We'll start with Brady. Just like one that pops in your head where you're like, fuck, dude.
I've always loved Megadeth.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, big Misfits fan here.
Misfits.
Basically Rally. Anything Danzig did.
Yeah, right. Absolutely Metallica. I just can't shake it off. I just can't, no matter how hard I try.
Pretty hard.
Andy.
I support all the other decisions that my bandmates made for their favorite bands, but I'm going to go with Alice in Chains.
Oh, I knew it. Man. I was mouthing it right it's as grunge. You said it. I knew it. Sorry for yelling.
Nick, did you get to see Alice in Chains when you were in Seattle?
Check this out. I did see it when I very first moved there. In 90, they played Bumper Shoot for the first time and Soundgarden too. So Soundgarden was in the arena, but Alice in Chains was in a smaller convention room.
Oh, wow.
And they were cool. It was totally packed and crazy. Mm-hmm. And the Posies opened up for Soundgarden in the big one. But the best, though, was when Alice in Chains and Primus were the headliners for Lollapalooza.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like buddies. They're like homies and would do jokes on each
other.
My mom
hitchhiked to that show from Bozeman, Montana. My mom hitchhiked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
To the first Lollapalooza. She That's brings crazy. It up to me constantly.
Yeah, that was the second
What year was
one,
that?
Or the third one.
That was early 90s.
That was the third one.
What year
oh, the third one?
What year were you born?
I was born in 95. I think it was, 93?
Yeah, something like that. 93, 94 would be that one for sure. The first one was Jane's Addiction with like Rollins Band, Susie and the Banshees. Nine Inch Nails was on part of the tour. Living Color was on part of the tour. But we got Violent Femmes in Seattle. And then second year was like, fuck, that was like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. And Ministry was on the second one. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers were the headliner of that one. And then the third one was Primus was the headliner. And Alice in Chains was like right underneath them. It was like Alice and then them.
I feel like your generation, Nick, got better music than ours did.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Like, that was a special time of, like, evolution in music. And, like, you tell me all these stories about these shows you went to, and I was like, holy fuck. You probably got to see Alice in Chains for, like, $10 or something one time. Yeah, like, that's crazy.
And movies, too. It was really good. It's just the movies, whole time. Like, yeah. It was just
a... Smashing Pumpkins at the Off-Ramp, $6, dude.
Damn.
And when they first came out with Gish, and I was like, holy shit, this is the new Jane's Addiction. Yeah. Dude, like, fuck, they're so rad. Then homie shaved his head and all that, and I was like, oh.
I was just going to say, my favorite fun fact about Smashing Pumpkins is that Kurt Cobain died before Billy Corgan shaved his head.
Oh.
So he never knew Bald Billy.
Oh yeah. And their Lollapalooza with the Beastie Boys and the P-Funk and the Hole was there.
Hole's underrated.
It was great except for the Smashing Pumpkins Billy Corgan whined up there on the stage. He's just like, everything's a crock of shit. And did, you know, with this soapbox speech and one of his fans who was dancing the whole time, this younger kid, I watched him and he just saw. No.
Aww, man. What a bummer.
He's bummed him out. And I was like, never do that to your fans, dude. Yeah.
That's not cool.
And it was like, dude, they should have had Smashing Pumpkins before the B-Boys because everybody was high after the fucking Beastie Boys, dude. Yeah. That whole place was like on fire. And then it was like, okay, now chill out. And then we're going to have Smashing Pumpkins, and then this guy's going to be all pissed off about everything. Maybe he's pissed because he had to follow the fucking B-Boys. I would.
I don't know if I'd be pissed. You're still playing for how many tens of thousands of people?
Yeah. Well, it's
one of the biggest stages with the coolest artists ever.
Wasn't that what
to be upset about?
No, wouldn't that be like Woodstock 99 when like Stone Temple Pilots? Was it Stone Temple Pilots that had to play after Korn? Or was it? But no, it was Bush.
Bush had to play after Korn. Yeah.
And Korn just absolutely destroyed. No. But, like, I give it up to Bush, man. They absolutely, I mean, it looked like they had a great set.
Yeah, they
Everybody
chilled
was
him out on
it.
That night.
Yeah,
they
which
brought
I'm
him
surprised.
Back down and, like, hey, just chill out.
I'm surprised they were able to do that. That's a testament to Bush.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the documentary that came out about it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the closest I ever got to doing something like that when I was a kid. I was born in, I was old enough to do something like that at that point, but because of the cult, you know, I couldn't. Mm. But yeah, so I've caught up a lot since. Yeah. But
the Jehovah's Witnesses are huge sponsors of this podcast.
No, they're not. If I disappear, we know who did it. So, where is Shelly Miscavige?
Please don't get us started.
That's another cult.
I was about to say, like, the problem is if Jehovah's Witnesses came to the door, be polite, be nice. Mormons came to the door, be nice, be polite. If Scientologists
on my porch.
Oh, man.
It's on site.
You spit in their face and slam
Brady
the door.
And I are going to retire at 65 and join the Sea Org. And we think that that's just going to be, like, the best career opportunity.
Wait, what is that? Explain that.
Oh, the Sea Org is like the in-depth science. If you want to get really into Scientology, they make you sign a million-year contract. So like, not only is this life signed over to serve
in their Navy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I get to be an admiral for the Scientology SS Miscavige.
But if you try
Do they really have a boat named after her?
After him.
Probably.
After him. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'd introduce him to my fucking blunderbuss.
She's in the barracks. She's
filled with fucking Skittles or whatever, you know? That's crazy.
No, I heard the Sea Org, you know, was pretty raucous back in the LRH days, you know?
Yeah, not anymore. It's like a super, like... Like, they work you to death, apparently. Like, you work 6 days a week, 6.5 days a week, mm-hmm. and you get, like, 4 hours of sleep
a night.
Well,
and it's child labor, too. Don't they have a lot of kids?
100%.
Yeah. And then if you try to leave, like, they will hunt you down. It's fucking crazy.
Crazy. We watched Brady and I watched like the whole like Leah Remini show.
Yes.
And,
oh, we got so into it.
Oh, I got into it from a Last Podcast on the Left, like 9-part series.
Yep, so good.
Old Laffy.
Like his niece or somebody does a podcast too now. Just like yesterday or the day before, she just put up new shit on YouTube.
Shit, I gotta look that up.
Who is this?
Not Shelley Miscavige, but her last name
David
is Miscavige.
Miscavige's
niece. Yeah, it's like Julie or something. I
yeah,
don't know.
David Miscavige is like the president of the.
Yeah, and his dad Ron, like the only reason he got out is somebody gave him an iPad and he figured out how to connect it to their Wi-Fi, and then he figured out everything about Scientology.
Shit,
he was like,
man.
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
somebody should do
some
something.
Crazy shit. Fucking bullshit.
Somebody should really do something.
Anytime anybody like speaks out about it, they die or something or disappear.
Squirrel busting.
Squirrel busted.
Yeah. What?
It's called squirrel busting. If someone like leaves Scientology and then starts talking bad about it, they'll have like Scientologists show up in their porch with like video cameras and shirts.
That makes sense.
They call it squirrel busting.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because you're squirreling on Scientology.
So fucking Isaac Hayes, when he died, right? It was right after South Park took on the Church of Scientology. Mm-hmm. And Isaac Hayes' son actually came out with a book fairly recently. And he, like, this is going to sound conspiracy theorist, but he's like, my dad would not, like, no, my dad was fine. Everything was great. And he really, truly believes that the Church of Scientology killed Isaac Hayes.
Whoa.
Dang.
Because he wouldn't leave. South Park.
It's crazy stuff. I legitimately think Tom Cruise thinks he can't die. That's why he does all this stuff.
Well, they do. They think if they get to a certain thetan level or whatever the fuck.
Dude, like, I think Tom Cruise has like CTE. I think some of these stunts went wrong, dude.
They're just not showing it. They're showing the 6 attempts off the dirt bike that were right and the one that went horribly
but
wrong.
But in public, dude, he's like not all together anymore.
I'm going to go home and watch that Trapped in the Closet episode from South Park.
Oh, I recommend My Scientology Movie. Like if you want a real like in-depth look. My Scientology Movie.
Okay.
This
Louis Theroux.
Thank you.
Louis Theroux. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He rocks. Yeah,
it's a good
cool.
one. He has a good sign. Yeah,
watch that.
And he just fucks with them constantly, and it's so funny. And they get squirrel busted, so you see all that stuff.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'll have to look
at
that.
I
don't think we have any Scientologist listeners, so I don't think we're upsetting anybody. Don't worry, guys.
And that's okay, because the views of the guests on the Worst Little Podcast are their own. And
yep.
Clearly. Nick's like in the pocket of big
Here's the deal, guys.
Right.
David, if you're listening, we don't
Tom Cruise is my boss.
Anybody's now.
I already checked my thetan meter. I already went clear. I already wrote down everything I did wrong.
I looked
black.
Up how much I tried to get a thetan meter. They're fucking
dude,
expensive.
They're expensive.
They're
so I checked too.
Too expensive, dude.
That'd be a fun segment of the podcast.
Can we test your thetan?
We're not Scientologists, but we do have a thetan machine.
Call it My Scientology segment.
All right,
I bet Patreon, we could build one.
Patreon, if you'd like us to use your dollars to buy a thetan meter, please
let
us know.
Patreon,
please,
give,
please.
We will.
You have no idea how much that means to us.
That's
and how much we would love.
We
that.
Would go incredibly
apeshit.
Yeah. Well, how will you guys? We'll have you guys back on as soon as.
Oh,
we get
please!
It.
We want to be the first. Like, not even, it doesn't even have to be hired fun. Just have a Scientology panel and we can just all talk about it.
We got to get that e-meter.
Dude, let's bring the squirrel busters out.
Yeah. Dude, get that e-meter.
No, but for real, if you are a listener and you are a Scientologist, just come on. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, come give us a call,
it's
man.
Fun.
Yeah. We like to talk to everybody.
I just want
to
know about
except for
Zeta.
Crazy ass right wing conspiracies. Darius. We can't.
No,
spread
Zeta
that
is
bullshit,
chill. Like
so
B-52 is over a volcano making Earth. That's totally chilling. Like I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
The money hungry, you know,
yeah.
grabbing of that is that's another story. The ruining of families. I don't quite support that so much.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It literally though, if that's all you believed was just some like weird shit about body thetans and volcanoes. And DC-9s or whatever. Like, look, that's cool. I don't give a shit.
Jedi has been classified as an organized religion, and so is dudism, and I support both
that's
of those
wholeheartedly.
And flying spaghetti monsters.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. Like I said before, anything you believe, absolutely believe it. Just don't let it interfere with other people's rights or their wallets.
That's right.
Yeah, and if, perfect. I mean, you want the American dream, just start a fucking religion, man.
That's what L. Ron Hubbard said. He was like, I'm going to start a religion. I was like, man, what a homie following through with his word. Have you seen L. Ron lately? He's on a boat with a bunch of people.
Oh, he's dead.
All right, guys. All right. Well, we got to get to future events. What's coming up?
Yeah, you guys got any gigs coming up?
What's going on? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, we're definitely on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're definitely sitting here doing the podcast. We absolutely love that. As far as shows go, I always stare at the schedule, but it never sticks. So I'm going to leave that one up to Brady.
We've got October 31st at the Cellar.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great Halloween show.
Killer Bats, Hired Fun, and very special guests. We're not 100%, so we can't say on the show yet, but really great special guests.
And then we have November 29th. This is going to be great with Captured by Robots.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, at the Brew
House.
We've had
J-Bot on the show before.
Right. Oh, really?
No way. On the phone. He calls us a couple times.
I'll have to search for those. That sounds really cool.
I'm going
to
actually go see that because last time they came, the show got canceled or something.
We were supposed to play that one at Altura's, but then COVID hit and everything got canceled.
Yeah.
And Vampirates are on that. Those
nice.
Guys are awesome.
Yes. Those guys.
And our friend Felipe Andejo.
Yeah. And where is this
fucking sick.
I'm pretty sure it's at the Brew House.
Yeah,
it's at the Brew House.
And speaking of Kevin Felipe Andejo, we want to say apologies for last week.
So
we had an illness in it's at Dogwater Studios. So Felipe Andejo and Helena, Empress of the Dark, we're sorry. We apologize to you, but we will have you on a future show. I'm thinking maybe have them do a Christmas show for us this year.
Oh, that would be really great, actually.
I had one to do scheduled for me and Rory's birthday, but I think maybe not make it about us and have fucking
Because you guys do it every year,
and Helena and make it like fucking carnival in here.
Do it.
Oh, that'd be so good.
If you want holiday cheer, you get
and Rick's
Kevin
birthday,
in here.
Too.
Rich. I'll ask off, Mike.
All right.
We're all Sagittariuses. We're like 3 days apart. I'm in the middle. I got Rory before me and Rick right after me.
I'm in there too. I'm on the 18th.
I'm the mid. Yeah. Rick's the top and Rory's the bottom. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, what else is going on, Cadillac? Kim, what you got?
I have a couple things too. I was going to plug your show, but you already talked about it, the Halloween show, which is in like a week and a half or so, right?
And
so we got time for that.
Glitter Bats will be on the podcast the week before that.
Nice.
As well.
Mark Twain Days is at Brewery Art Center with Rachel and Greg Gilmore playing. So
yes.
Rach Bot and Greg, go see them play. If you're in Carson City and you don't want to go, support the local art museums and whatnot. Then there's Fright Night, which is, I don't know if that's the same night as your show. It is. So, October 31st is a Friday this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Val's doing a thing at Elbow Room. So go to Elbow Room early, do your costume
Fright
contest
Night.
And free Very pool cool. and all the stuff.
Yeah, there'll
she
be a costume
there.
Contest at
yeah,
Alturas as
and
well.
And then head down to Alturas
Win
and
some money.
See all the bands play. And then I don't really have anything else coming up until the 7th of November, which is the Heterophobia 10-year anniversary show, which y'all will be hearing a lot about in the upcoming weeks with I say this wrong every time. Vacare?
Vacare.
Vacare, okay.
Yeah.
Donkey Jaw and Corey's new band, Flicker and Fade.
Hey. That's a sick lineup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yes. So 10 years. Can you guys believe it?
Wow.
That's crazy. And they're actually going to be back on the podcast to promote that show. So.
Oh, yeah.
Which they have not been on the podcast in ages.
And it's right after our music. Stacked October.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great. This is great stuff.
So you got a lot to look forward to, listeners.
Yes, you do. And thanks for always being here for us, you guys.
Oh, pumpkin carving party at my house.
Yay.
Wednesday the 29th before Halloween.
Okay.
And we're doing 6 o'clock till we usually light them around 9 o'clock. So, and then everybody out the fucking door by 10.
Right here. So, Dogwater right. Studios.
Yep, everyone is invited. Just if you know where I live, please stop by.
You the said six?
Epic pumpkin carve.
Okay. I'm putting in my calendar right now.
Sweet, you guys. It's going to be
Yay.
Great.
One of the big parties of the year.
I missed it last year because I was sick again. God damn it.
Oh, let's hope we're
COVID.
Doing it. Well, but we got sick ahead this time. So
okay, so hopefully we'll be fine.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of carnivals, I went to Aurora Foreman's. That's Daisy and Eric's 4-year-old who turned 5. She's a 5-year-old.
Yeah, damn.
And
really?
she had the best little carnival show, and she was dressed up as a lion and gave us a show where her grandma was dressed like a lion tamer, and she was the lion and did
how
this.
Cute.
And it was, and my daughter was like making progress at the birthday party, letting kids sit next to her and play with her and stuff. This is, she's usually in her own bubble no matter where she goes or what she does, but she really, and so Erica and Daisy, thanks for the party.
Big
and Aurora, thanks for the show.
Happy birthday, Aurora.
You were great.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been 5 years, Buck.
Friends of the show, for sure. And you, all our listeners, are friends of the show. And Hired Fun, you are our friends. Thanks for being here a second time.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, hell yeah. And so we'll be keeping the spooky October going. And for the Reverend Rory Dow, for the Lord Strice, for Dogwater Dick, Patrick Starfish, Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, Ian, shout out to you, my brother, and everybody else. This is Nick Ramirez saying life is short, and we love you. Boo!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Rick's getting a boner.
idea.
A little rat piss for good luck.
You like it.